Blog Talk Radio.
You have just tuned in to an episode of Paranormal Horizons with your hosts, Jason Ophir, Sherry Pang, and Maria Wilson Duff. Stay tuned as we enter into the world of the paranormal, a world of ghosts, UFOs, and generally anything unexplained. The show is about to begin. Everyone, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Paranormal Horizons. I'm Jason Ophir, joined with psychic medium Sherry. Hello, Sherry.
Hey, Jason. How are you doing?
I'm not doing too bad. I'm sure we're going to be talking a little bit about this coronavirus, but what have you been what's been going on in your world?
Well, I'm doing really well. I think life is really, I've been very blessed with work and at home, and it's nice to be able to do my readings. I don't have to, physically be with that particular person in person, but, with my readings, psychic medium Sherry, I can do whether it's Chinese medicine or I could do the psychic or mediumship reading, so it gives you that flexibility. You don't have to be there physically. Hey, we have video. That's great. Hey, I love it.
Very cool. Well, not much has been going on in my world other than continuing to work, continuing to be lazy. And I have to say the coronavirus hasn't really changed my existence too much because on my days off, I just don't do anything anyways. I see that we've been having beautiful weather out here in Portland, Oregon, but just been staying at home. I went and spent some money on some groceries, so I have 2 to 3 weeks to sustain myself in case things get super crazy. And I'm also hearing that the mayor of Portland might come up with some sort of thing that you have to stay in your home. I don't know how that's going to affect me. I'm a hospital worker. It probably doesn't. I'm sure there will be exemptions. But things are getting really, really crazy out there, don't you think?
Well, they're trying to crack down, and especially to the young people. They think that they're absolved from any type of disease or, especially with the coronavirus, that, you get different sources. But there has been people, young people, 45 or younger, that's been able to get that, and they are in bad shape. So, I really think this is personal, but this is, and believe me, I'm not no medical doctor. This is just my own opinion, and it's for what it's worth. It's not written in stone, but it really helps when you have a good immune system. I really do feel that way personally. If you have a pretty good immune system and you're active and you keep yourself pretty well in check, then, you're better off fighting it than a person who has, a sedentary lifestyle and, just sitting around and eating bonbons all day and not doing anything. So, and I think a lot of it is your mindset, too, that and your mindset. I think it's a combination. So, like I said, I'm not no medical doctor. That is a disclaimer. But my personal feeling is trying to keep your immune system as healthy as possible and keep a positive mindset.
I always knew that this was going to be bad. I always knew that, but I still think it's over the top shutting stuff down. I think, we're going to end up collapsing the economy, and then what? And then you're going to have pandemonium. People are going to go crazy. And there's always consequence to every decision that you make. So if you're saying, okay, nobody leaves your houses, this and that, we're going to try to save lives, you're going to have those people that are sitting at home that already get seasonal depression, that are going to, commit suicide from staying in their house. I mean, any direction you look at it, there's going to be some sort of death toll to all these decisions being made. Whether it's going to be less than the coronavirus, maybe, maybe not. But it's like one little event can have ripples that we don't even think about when making large decisions, such as, you know, quarantine and this and that. And those are kind of the thoughts that have been going through my mind is I don't know that the best decision is to just lock ourselves away.
Yeah, we're in a very difficult situation. I think that we're in a recession right now. And, I think it's getting worse. It's going to get worse before it gets better. Go ahead.
It's going to get much worse. You're right, yeah.
How is it at the hospital? You've been working there. I want to get some inside information. How's it going at the hospitals? People are starting to not go into the hospitals? You noticing? What are you noticing? The numbers in the hospitals. What are you seeing?
This is just my interpretation. Is I think a lot of people are going because of a panic. People out there are getting sniffles or sore throats or coughs, so they're running to the hospital thinking they have it, which is bogging down the system and overutilizing supplies and all that. And then I think there's also a factor of people are also avoiding the hospital. The hospital I work at has always been crazy, even before this whole thing happened. I mean, it's just crazy, but what we are seeing we're running through supplies a lot, mainly to respiratory panels and stuff like that, all that respiratory stuff. So we see a lot of orders of that nature. There's been an increase in that, but I don't have anything to do with testing COVID. That's not something that's done at the hospital, so I don't know what the results are. But it's going to get a lot worse. I just think that we're just being a little bit overboard with it. And if you think about all the people that live check to check, suddenly, you know, they're having to file for unemployment. There's going to be gaps where they're not getting any income. People working at bars and restaurants aren't getting tips, which is primarily what they live on. It's just going to send a whole wave of destroying people's lives. And we don't know whether it's going to be worth it with this whole quarantine or not, because we really don't have an accurate, based on what I've been reading, how fatal this thing is. I mean, we know it's more dangerous for older people, and that's pretty much any illness. But like you said, there have been cases of younger people, and you're right, it does come down to your immune system. I mean, you know, lifestyle and immune system. Some people are born with fantastic genes. You can have somebody have a really terrible virus that kills them or makes them very ill, and the person standing next to them can have the same infection and they don't even register it. It's kind of a crapshoot, you know.
And is that true, Jason? I mean, you're in the field yourself. Just because you have a fever and you may have, you know, maybe body ache, that doesn't mean, don't get freaked out, doesn't mean you have the coronavirus. It might be, you just might have a low-grade flu. You know, it could be just a little bug that you caught or something. But now with this thing about this coronavirus, the first thing you think about, you know, and if you're, you know, running a fever or a little bit of body ache, but maybe no cough, is the first thing, oh, my God, do I got coronavirus, you know, kind of thing. But it could be just a low-grade flu or something, correct?
I don't think there's a lot of corona where I'm at, but I'll tell you what there is a lot of. There's a lot of flu. There's a lot of flu going around. And, you know, that to me is very, well, from what I've seen, there's a lot of flu going around. But because the media and everybody's gotten everybody in such a panic, you know, we start to think about. And I don't understand why everything's got to be, we've got to be so over the top and panicky about everything. You know, I think we just need to let this run its course. Maybe that's me being an idiot, but You know, it's just kind of part of life.
It's just hurting. I can't believe you can't go to the store and find anything you need. People just got really, I mean, really greedy and just, you know, they're based out of fear. And what happens is they think that they're going to save themselves, and they aren't thinking about what happens with other people. What happens if people are not prepared or people don't have enough money and, you know, they don't have the money to go. And then when they do, there's nothing left for them. So, you know, that's what I think in a collective consciousness, being able to be thoughtful for the next guy and not get greedy and then turn around, which gets me, is like we talked about last week, turning around and trying to gouge people. Why don't you just get this stuff away? I mean, what goes around comes around. Pay it forward. If you see somebody that doesn't have any, give them a roll. What's the big deal? That's just me. I could be wrong.
Some guy got busted for hoarding 17,000 containers of hand sanitizer and wipes and stuff like that. It's out of control. People are out of control.
And all they're going to do, what they're going to do is slap his hand. They need to take it. Do they confiscate it? They should confiscate it and resell it back to the grocery stores or give it away.
Well, in that particular instance, and it wasn't in the state of Oregon, that individual started to receive numerous death threats and all this and that. And then the attorney general was looking into going after him for price gouging, and he realized that he was in too much trouble. So he ended up donating all of the supplies. Now, I stressed out all last week because I work hours to where I really can't get to a store. So I went through all last week thinking, oh my God, I'm going to go get groceries and there's going to be nothing left. And when I went 2 days ago, it was actually, I didn't see a whole lot of difference. I mean, I was able to find everything I wanted. I mean, yeah, some of the shelves were a little sparse, but it was a lot better than I expected. But I suspect that we're going to be shutting down even more. I noticed one of my main grocery stores now limits the amount of people can be in the store. But what's going to happen when you can't go to the grocery store? I mean, then if they shut down grocery stores completely, we're looking at mass craziness. I mean, when people get hungry and they don't have an ability to feed themselves, things are going to get out of control. And if you look at things like Katrina, where the government steps in, that didn't work out so well. So I wouldn't rely on the government being able to feed everyone. Let's hope it doesn't come to that, because if it does, I mean, it's going to be crazy, like this country has never seen in a long, long, long time.
Wow. Well, you know what I feel sorry for is the people that can't, you know, the self-employed people. And the self-employed people, they can't collect unemployment. So they're kind of, you know, they're in a real bad position.
Yeah. I mean, lives are already being ruined because we've decided to shut everything down. And like I said, there's going to be suicides, I'm sure, because people can't pay the bills. You know, people are going to lose their medical insurance. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a very, very small percent of the population, I'm sure, that is on that line of doing crazy things like suicide, and that this sort of thing would probably throw them over the edge. And I'm sure it won't be reported, you know, but I think it's okay to pull back a certain bit to keep people safe, but once you cross this line, it's going to go from just the worry that people have now and the low level of panic to complete riots and craziness. And I really, really hope that that doesn't happen. It's in my mind. I mean, who knows? Maybe I'm wrong, but there is a possibility, a potentiality for things to go south really quick. And we're just getting close.
Yeah, and right now he's, you know, the governor of New York, he's really cracking down with the lockdown because he's afraid that if it continues, that he's afraid that the half the population of New York is going to be, carriers, if not having the virus and everything. So, yeah, it's not a good thing.
They're talking about locking down Portland. They're urging the Oregon governor to lock down, you know, Oregon. Washington's pretty much locked down. It's going to get nasty. I hope you have plenty of food, and I would encourage anybody listening to. I was complacent when this whole thing happened. I was like, oh well, no, they're not going to do this. They're not going to do that, and I was wrong. And I kind of was caught with my pants down because I didn't have any supplies. I had one can of beans on the shelf. And now it's getting to the point I'm like, well, maybe this isn't just going to blow over in a week. And I better at least get 2-3 weeks of food because, you know, if they shut that thing down. Yeah, if truckers can't deliver the food, if stores shut down and people start getting hungry, they start blowing through their supplies. You know, it's a matter of life and... then you're going to have predatory people out there that if they don't have food and don't have a means to get it, they're going to take it from somebody else.
Yeah.
And law enforcement
and,
the military can only do so much. I mean, if everybody goes apeshit, then, you know, there's no containing that.
Wow. What happens if, you know, you have to pay rent and you don't have no means? I mean, what a lot of these, like, if you're a restaurant worker, you got laid off, you know, unless you can qualify for unemployment. But, you know, my husband was saying some of this unemployment, you may not even be able to pay your rent because if it's, you know, depending on how much, you know, that's about it. And then you're going to be in the government line, you know, for food stamps or whatever you need, you know. It's crazy.
Well, various places are passing things to where people can't be evicted. So there are some protections there, but irregardless, it's just going to be crazy. I don't know what to say. It's really worrisome. It's getting more and more worrisome. Things are not going well, and you know the government can go kick checks out to everyone like they're supposedly going to do, but sending somebody $1,000, $1,200 isn't going to help much. I mean, it might put food on the table, but it's not going to pay your rent, and all this other stuff. So, but
pay your rent,
I mean,
your
hell.
Mortgage, right? Or your car payment.
Yeah.
What happens if you have a car payment? You know, what do you do? It's ridiculous. I mean, it's almost like they're saying they'll give you, just like give you a token. You know, it's not like they're going to give you $1,200 a month. You know, they're just going to give you a little token and maybe a couple months or maybe give you another token. But what happens if your rent is $1,200 a month? How are you going to feed yourself or how are you going to be able to pay your medical bills or how are you going to pay your PG&E or your it just gets me. I have no idea. Just don't get it.
It's scary times. And like my mother was telling me, my mother was born, I think, 1942, and she's never seen anything like this. So.
Where's your mom? She's in California.
Yeah, California's on lockdown. I mean, she's locked down if she's old. So, you know, she can't be exposed to anything. I actually was going to drive down there next month. That's not going to happen because... if anybody's going to be infected with this thing, it's going to be me. I'm handling all the specimens. So, which I don't know why I haven't caught it yet, but.
Well, if you're double gloving and you're masking down and everything else, you should be okay, right?
I don't wear a mask.
Oh, you don't?
I have a lab coat. I have a lab coat and I have gloves.
Oh, wow.
But there's shortages of masks, so I don't even know if I can get away with wearing a mask and, you know, where I work.
Wait, is there, in Oregon, there's a shortage of masks?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know the details. I don't have a lot of patient care. Sometimes I do, but lately I haven't. It's my understanding that, you know, you're trying to ration the masks, so I don't know that I could get away wearing a mask.
Wow.
But, I handle these specimens under a level 2 biosafety cabinet, too. So you know, I am kind of careful, but, you know, it's scary times. Scary times, people.
Wow. So what else is going on in the news besides COVID-19? And we've got, you know, everything's locked down for, I see that possibly tomorrow that the governor is going to be cracking down in Oregon. And there's different states that are already cracking down. What is it, California and New York, huh?
Yeah, it's just going to get worse, Sherry. You're fortunate you live where you live, and I'm unfortunate I live where I live. I am in the heat of the city of Portland, smack dab, pretty much in the middle of it.
Wow.
There's nowhere to run. Gonna have to hunker down.
What about the people in the apartments that are like 4 foot deep and 200 apartments in one place? Yeah.
Yep. I mean, I hate to say, you know, get a gun, but let's just hope it doesn't come to that.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
But I'm always paranoid. I've always been paranoid my whole life. You know what? Oh. Who knows?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, well, all we can do is just, you know, hope and take care of ourselves and the people around us and just hope for the best. That's all we can do, you know. It's nothing you can do. Hey, you've been watching movies or anything lately with... you know, on a good note, are you watching anything, any good movies or anything like that?
Just watching some TV, nothing spectacular. I haven't even been going outside, just because I'm too lazy.
Oh, wow. No, I took a walk and the dog, you know, it's nice to be able to go home and go ahead and have a walk. So, yeah. Boy. Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of nice, you know, when you think about it. It's time to stay home and take care of your loved ones and be around people you care about and you know, just hunker down.
Hunker down. Let's ride it out. Let's hope the economy doesn't collapse. If you don't have supplies, go get them now, at least a couple of weeks of food. You know, just in case. But you're the you're the psychic medium. I mean, what are the energies telling you? How bad is this going to get?
I don't see it happening any. I don't see it changing. I honestly can see like towards maybe the summer. I could be wrong, but I'm looking at maybe the summertime, beginning of summer, that things might look up a little bit, but. I just think that it's going to get worse. I think it's like, you know, the way I see things is kind of like, you know, a case. So we're looking at different cases here and there, and then we're looking at clusters. So cases become clusters, like, what do you call that, nursing homes or, you know, hospitals. You're looking at clusters. And so kind of like what I see of it is kind of we're still case. But we're just starting to see not just cases, but clusters. So once we do cluster, then I feel it's going to be like, boom, it's going to be wow. It's just going to be, you know, just overtake everything. And I think that's just personally, I think it's not going to, I mean, Clyde said last week, and I like him and everything, and I have a lot of respect, but he said, oh, it's only going to last a month. No, I don't think so. I kind of disagree with him. I'm feeling like that this is, not even the tip of the iceberg of what's going to happen. We're not even at its peak. We're just kind of getting the momentum. So it's good to be able to stop that, you know, before it really gets bad. But, no, this is only the beginning. This is only the beginning, and then we're going to go into more clusters, and then it's going to boom, you know, it's just going to take off. There's no control. You know, we're going to have so much going on, there's not going to be any control. Then it'll die down. But there's a chance, too, that with people that they don't stay, if they're known to have this and they go back, they can reinfect. So my understanding is when they reinfect other people, and also reinfecting themselves, it ain't going to be so good. You reinfect yourself the second time, there's already could be some lung tissue damage. So, you know, no matter what, I think we're not going to skate out of this very, very easily. I was reading on a feed on the Oregonian that there is possible elite, and I don't know anything about this, but there's possible elite people that are already infected with the COVID-19. So we're talking about Senate or the Congress, some of the people already infected. So, you know, who knows? We don't know that, but my guess is that with Oregon itself, no. We're not even at the beginning where we're just starting. At least we're being maybe aware at the early part of it. We're in damage control right now. We should have prepared China was. When China was started breaking out, that's when we started right away. But we didn't have anything going on over here in Oregon or probably other states.
Yeah.
What's your thought?
Well, there's already celebrities that are positive. There's famous athletes and everything else. So I guess it doesn't really matter. If you're a billionaire, you're still susceptible.
Yeah, you know, even if you, as long as you have a light case of it, I think it's okay to still don't be around people. That's one thing. You do not want to be around people, but you want to still be able to move. Don't, you know, unless you're really sick, keep getting some oxygen. Get some oxygen. Have your pathways oxygenated, because that way, you know, disease can't grow under if your blood and everything is fully, you know, oxygenated. So I think it's really helpful to, you know, not only have a positive mindset, but eat right and get a little bit of exercise or get vitamin D, you know. Mm-hmm. But, again, ask your doctor and make sure you're okay. It's okay to do that. Again, I'm not a doctor, so you go and make sure it's okay with your physician to know that it's okay for you to do some exercise outside in your yard or something.
I wish I was a doctor. Then I could be living in a big house and have a fancy car. It'd be incredible. I should have done something with my life.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But, you know, you're right. You're right. They're limiting people and going into the stores. I'm just reading. These seasons market is limiting customers going into the store. So they're making the overflow outside. Interesting.
Yeah, and that's the store I was talking about.
Yeah.
Like, wow. Okay. That wasn't like that 2 days ago. That's different.
Wow. Yeah. I think where everything's going to shut down except that you. I think you got a job. You're lucky.
Well, I don't
know.
You're
the lucky one.
I kind of want to just sit at home. But I don't see that happening, unfortunately. You know, every time I go to where I work, I'm putting myself at risk. And while I'm not really terribly concerned about the virus and my health, I definitely don't want to get sick either, you know. Fortunately,
right.
I believe that I've been blessed with a good immune system. I am seldomly ever sick, and I'm kind of banking on that. But the fact of the matter is just because I'm rarely sick doesn't mean that this particular virus can't kill me. So I'm one of the people that are going to be high risk to contract this thing because, you know, I'm on the front line. But, I mean, what can you do?
Yeah,
it's life.
Oh, my gosh. So what are they going to do with the supplies? Jason, what happens when they don't – is that true? Does that make any sense that they're making – and this is just what I heard, and I don't know if this is true, but I heard that they're making some of the frontline workers, the nurses, doctors, are using the same mask for a whole week. Is that true? Or is that just probably something to – dramatic, you know, drama, just to, you know, make it, oh, my God, you know, it's emotional, you know, making people, you know, be emotional about it.
I don't know, but that wouldn't surprise me if that's the case. I mean, if there is such a shortage, and I believe there is, in fact, a story I literally read like an hour ago up here in Oregon, somebody broke and stole like 7,000 masks. I mean, people are just ridiculous. But no,
wow.
I don't think that's extreme. I mean, I would hope that they'd change. You would want to change the mask between patients, and if somebody's using a mask for a week, that to me is kind of a not a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to wear the same PPEs for multiple patients. That's just retarded. But if there's no other options, there's no other options. So.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. That's crazy. Well, let me know. Keep me informed. You know, you can always text me and let me know what's going on behind the scenes, you know, and see what's going, you know. Yeah, I hope that, you know, your hospital's not going to be affected.
Well, I mean, we're all the hospitals are affected, but I would say that the place that I work is, at this point, been minimally affected, but I do expect it to get much worse before it gets better. And it will get get better eventually. This isn't going to be the flu, the Spanish flu, I do not believe, although I'm not basing that on any knowledge because I don't know, but I do not see this becoming, you know, millions and millions of people dead. I just don't see it. This isn't going to be like zombie apocalypse.
Is there a lot of flu going around that could be missed and construed as coronavirus?
There's an ass ton of flu going around.
Oh, wow.
There is
okay.
a ton of flu.
Yeah, and it's depending.
Yeah, depending on your location, things are going to be different. But what I saw this flu season was we were getting a lot of influenza B positives. And then it kind of died out for a while. And then there weren't very many positive flus. And then all of a sudden, we started. So influenza A has been banging late.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello? Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
We're not getting
you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. You're cutting in and out. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
Oh, it's probably the government trying to shut this down.
Oh, no, we're just talking about the flu. But anyway, there's a flu. There. You said that the flu, the B flu is coming, and now the A flu, A strain flu coming around?
Yeah, we were getting a lot of Bs, and then it kind of died out, and I was like, dang, that was a short flu season. And then influenza A just started kicking, and we're getting a lot of influenza A. There's a lot
What's
of
the
respiratory
of-
viruses.
Oh, it's respiratory?
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of ones that probably most people have never heard of before. Coronavirus is no secret. That's been around forever. There's like metapneumonia, there's influenza, there's respiratory syncytial virus, there's rhinovirus, which is a cold, there's tons of respiratory things that you can get.
Wow. Yeah, so that there's so many different strains going out there.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Huh. Yeah, I don't know what you can do. Stay home. I don't know. Don't even go to the grocery store.
Go get Netflix. Hey, we have a caller. Let's see if they want to join and see. Maybe
yeah,
they have a
let's get a caller in day. Perfect.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going, man?
I'm good. I saw this at Paranormal is one of the tags or something like that.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, I have a quick question.
Sure, shoot.
I think I have a spirit in my house of some sorts.
What makes you, what are you seeing? What sort of activity you having? What makes you believe that?
Oh, it's just like weird things, you know, like lights that I wouldn't have left on. And I don't know much about this at all. It's just really weird things. And, I was wondering if you guys could, like, help me out a little bit with it.
What,
Well, you know what? As a psychic medium, I can see those kind of things, but I personally don't deal with dark entities or things like that. I have personally.
Oh, it's not dark. Actually, I think I know, like, this might sound crazy, but I think I know, like, whose spirit it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I think it's the spirit of Howard Stern's penis.
Howard Stern's what? Did you hear him? Hello? Jason? Hey, Jason. Hello? Can you hear me?
We'll see if Sherry calls back in here and see if she can't hear me, then I'll try connecting again.
We were jinxed. Sherry!
Can you hear me?
Sherry. Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, we got cut off. That was weird. Was that a prank phone call?
Absolutely it was.
Oh, my gosh. Jeez.
I wanted.
Yep. Okay, you're cutting in and out.
How about now? Can you?
Okay, better. Oh. I can hear you. Go ahead. Go ahead and talk.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Perfect.
Hello?
Yes. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes. Okay. Are we all
Hello?
Sounding okay now? Yeah.
I think
Hello?
We are. I hope so. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. No, just block
What's
the call.
What's going on? What's going on? I suspected
oh,
it was
my
a prank
gosh.
Call.
Yeah, that was a prank. I thought that was. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Okay, so we're
but
back.
Anyway, I got lost track. Jeez.
I love crank calls. I think they're hilarious.
They're funny. Wow.
Anyway.
Yeah, anything? I was going to tell you, about a month and a half ago, my bestie and I, we were at the Carkin lot in a store, and I witnessed my first UFO. It was really strange. The lights were blinking, but they weren't moving, and it was just all white lights and twinkling, you know, back and forth, but it wasn't moving at all. It was strange.
Did it look like a star, or, like, what did it look like?
It looked like just kind of like lights, just lights that were just stationary. It would kind of just blink on and off. It was like two different lights that were on, and it wouldn't move. It was really strange.
Like how,
we stood there for maybe about 10 minutes, and it wouldn't move. It wasn't a star.
Like how,
it was not like a star.
It wasn't.
It was too close.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe a drone? Somebody a drone
that's
or a helicopter?
Can a drone be like that where it just stays stationary and it doesn't move?
I guess. Usually people fly drones. They don't just hover around for long periods of time. But, you know, I did, when I was walking in Portland, I did see something that was like all these multicolored lights. And first I was like, what is that? And then I was like, oh, it's somebody's flying their drone. Because then I could hear it. I was like, oh, okay, that was weird. So theoretically it could be a drone. But how high up do you think it was?
Oh, boy. Like an airplane, like kind of like an airplane.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, hard to say.
Yeah, it's hard to say. But it's quite interesting that I've never seen something like that. I, you know, for all I know, it could be a UFO, but I'm just making that assumption because of the fact that I couldn't tell. It's not like a airplane or helicopter or something moving. This was really weird. It was just, you know, it was just standing there, you know, just very stable for about 15, 20 minutes, not even moving. You know, we were there for about, I don't know, first 10 minutes, and then we walked inside and then walked back out and it was still there, same place.
I haven't seen a whole lot of weird stuff in the Oregon skies. There's been a few times. One time I was at the coast, the Oregon coast, and it was late at night, and, you know, we were having a biker party. I mean, not like spandex and 10 speeds, like Harley Davidson parties out in the field. And I look up and I see this light come from the ocean, not out of the ocean, but from the direction of the ocean. It flies over us. But it was too low to be like a plane. There was no sound. So it wasn't like a jet or satellite or anything like that. And it was super bright white, this bright white orb, and it just glit. And I was like trying to grab somebody to have them look at it, but it didn't stay in the sky too long. And I was like, well, that's weird. Like, what crosses the ocean? Maybe a flight from Japan? I don't know, but it wasn't a plane. It didn't have flashing lights. It was just this glowing orb that came out of the ocean and went right over us.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Wow,
that was weird.
That's weird, huh? Yeah. You never know what goes on over there. It's just interesting. Very, very interesting. Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah, I just...
Yep.
You know, there's a lot of don't understand either. So with everything going on, I think we don't even know what these events, you know, like with the bikini bodybuilding, a lot of these, you know, the Arnold Schwarzenegger, he had this, there was no expo this year, and there was just the competitors only, like I mentioned, I think last week or the week before, and a lot of these bodybuilding, a lot of these events are all either, if not being postponed, they're just canceled. So it could last the whole year. We don't know. You know, it's hard to say. But, yeah, I think that stranger things coming through, yeah, just be aware. Look up in the sky, look around you, and see what's going on. Watch the animals. They'll tell you a lot, too.
Yep, it's always good to be aware. Hey, there's another caller. Let's see who this is.
You take it. Go ahead.
Hey, caller,
hey,
11,
hey,
Paranormal
yo,
Horizon.
What's up?
Yo, what's up?
Hey, man, I'm just listening.
I
heard that last call you got, and that's completely not right, because Howard Stern is very much alive. I'm in his basement right now, naked. Yeah.
Well, that's... I'm... I love it. You know, the whole Howard Stern crank calls, those are like so 90s.
He must need a lot of attention in order to come on radio like that.
I'm trying to engage conversations and carry it on, but they keep clicking off. Anyway,
the thing is that once their voice is being heard, everything's being recorded. So, you know, they to be attached to something that is, could be inappropriate is, would you want your reputation? Is that how you, I don't know. I'm not going to say. I don't know.
You know, when we used to be on real radio, I was more concerned. But since we're not, I really don't care.
We're live on air, but we're not on real radio.
So, hey.
Your voice is being recorded, and all your numbers are being recorded. So, you know, you may think you can get away with it some of the time, but you can't get away with it all the time. And you never know who's listening. It could be somebody with, you know, law enforcement. So, you know, just have respect and, you know, have something have something intelligent to talk about. It's crazy. All I have to do is just smile.
I remember there were a few shows years ago, and I don't know if you were on them, but there would be suddenly there'd be no callers, and then you'd have like 10 callers, right?
Yeah,
and then
we
answer the calls, and they're all, it's like crank calls. It's like an organized group of individuals that find these podcasts. And I suspect it's going to be a lot worse moving forward because of COVID, because everybody's socially distancing themselves. So there's more time indoors, and people need to find ways to entertain themselves.
Yeah, like play games, or, you know, watch movies, or having intelligent conversations, or, you know, I think it's drawing everybody close to home. That's what, you know, there's a silver lining to all this. You know, just because, it could be financial right now, and which is still a lot of devastation, but, you know, when you look at the jewel of the diamond in the rough, it's like, you know, it's bringing you back to home. Home is where the heart is, and being able to cherish the people that you have in your home and love them and spend time with yourself discovering who you are getting things done, having plans. You know, there's so many different things that could really result in a positive way of really being stuck at home. But long periods of time, I don't know. There are people, you know, you can probably go crazy, but yeah, there is some good thing about that, though, too.
Yeah, break out the old Monopoly.
Yeah, Monopoly. You still have that game?
No. But, you know, I was thinking about how, you know, when people congregate inside is when people catch a lot of colds. And I was thinking, well, if people are congregating inside with their families and they're sick, I don't know. I'm not a virologist, but it seems like maybe everybody should be sitting at home in some sort of bio suit and not having any interaction. Just sit around the kitchen table with your respirators on and your gloves.
Oh, that would not be that would not be fun. Oh my goodness! Wow. No, just, you know, just go with the flow. Go with the flow. Enjoy the time you have, because once it ever gets kicking back to where it was, people are gonna want to get out. You know, kind of make up for lost time. Get out and get things. Get events going to a different event. Things are gonna start opening up. So, you know, temporarily it's just time to hunker down and turn inward to your family, your pets, which are also your family, and just take care of each other. So, yeah, don't be a jerk, you know. It's, we're all here in it together, you know. My message is from the ancestors is that, you know, one person is not better than the other. We're all in it together, and we need to think about other people and not including ourselves, but, you know, to help each other out. And if we do that, you know, everybody will be taken care of. You don't have to worry about, you know, somebody's going to miss out or ego is getting into play. Everybody took care of each other, and it's like a tribal thing. Everybody's in it together. So we're all going to leave this earth. It's just how you want to do it. So might as well have fun.
My prediction. And remember this, is this is going to last anywhere between, and when I say last, I'm talking about the restrictions being lifted and life as usual. This is going to last anywhere between 2 and 4 months.
Really, 2 and 4 months? Okay.
2 to 4 months. I want to say as long as 6, but definitely not beyond that. I'm thinking we'll get back to life and normal between 2 and 4 months, and that time starts 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Which
well,
sucks.
That's really good. That's a good. That would be a very good estimate. Really, really good. I would agree with you. But I think I would agree with you from now, not from 2 weeks ago,
not
2 months ago.
Not from 2 weeks ago. Okay.
Yeah. That's
okay.
Good
2 to 4 months from now.
Yeah.
I don't see this going beyond 6. I really feel like the universe is communicating with me right now, and I am the least psychic person on the planet. But 2 to 4 months just feels right.
Mm-hmm.
It's not saying that there won't be any cases, because this is probably going to drag on for a year of the people being cases. But when we're out of this panic mode and restrictions are lifted, they will be lifted within 2 to 4 months, is my guess.
Okay. Wow, that makes sense.
Of course, I'm not betting anything on it. This could go on for 5 years, a quarter of the population could die, and there could be mass panic, and we'll have militias and cults and all that, and the economies will fall down, and there'll be rogue armies, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that we're slowly what would you say that the government's taking, they're getting a hold of us? You find that they're possibly being in control?
This is certainly a possibility that the federal government will take control of it, of everything. They will use I don't remember the name of the act, but it's the act that basically they can control production and everything else. And I wish I could, at the top of my head, remember what the name of that is. But yeah, I mean, in theory, you could have the National Guard on every corner and everybody being quarantined and locked in, forced in your house. And if you leave, you'd be shot. It's probably an outside possibility or a rare possibility, but it's possible. If this thing blows up and millions of people are affected, then that's what's going to happen. There will be law enforcement on every corner. You won't be able to leave your house, and there'll be some way the federal government will try to get rations to you. Maybe they'll drive around in an army truck and put it on your doorstep so that you can eat. It's possible. I doubt it, but it's possible.
Why? Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
And then at some point, people are going to get tired of that, and then people will start rising up, and then it's going to be a whole different kind of mess.
Mm-hmm.
It's no joke.
Well, all we can do is pray for the best. That's really, all we can do is
keep your immune system strong, and don't go partying with a bunch of people.
Yeah, did you see that where the kids were going and doing the spring break in Florida?
Yeah, I don't know. If their plan is going to work to where it's going to reduce transmission of this virus, then everybody has to do it. You just can't be some people. I mean, we all got to go in or not at all. There's no middle ground. And I'm not convinced it's going to make a difference, what we're doing. I kind of feel like that we're doing more damage than good by turning everything off. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
But time will tell. Look at the stock market.
Yeah, it's tanking. Yeah, the stock market. Yeah, your dollars. Your dollars are not going to mean half as much. You know, you have a $100 bill, you're lucky it's going to be maybe worth $50. You know, I think that real estate's going to tank too. People are not going to have money to buy and sell. You know, there's no money. What are you going to do? You know, it's and if you do, you know, the upper 10%, the elite 10% is going to buy you. They already own 90% of the population, right? That upper 10% of the elite own 90% of the country anyway.
Yeah, and what kills me about this whole political business with this is that, you know, these politicians, they don't have to worry about health care. They're still going to get a check, you know, and they're sitting there grumbling. Two-party, the Republican Democrats are grumbling over details on this stimulus package. It's just not going to affect them. I mean, they live in their million-dollar houses with their personal security and free health care, and they're not like us, the poor people.
No.
They have to worry about
losing
their medical.
One of my favorite shows, I'm going to say this, one of my really favorite shows is what they call, where the undercover boss. I love that. I love that show, Undercover Boss. It really shows in a sense that these people, you know, the CEOs have a different look of how it is to be, you know, living like a normal person.
Yeah, that's what they should do, have all these politicians and billionaires live like normal people. Guarantee
you
things would change.
They lived under a bridge or they lived on food stamps for a month. I think things would really, really change for people.
Yep.
But anyway, we're getting close. And it was, I love it. This is really nice. It's refreshing not having a guest. And I'm going to take next week off. Maria's going to take my place. We have a gal. I don't know her name. I forgot her name. But she's the owner of the Bates House. I don't know. I have not even looked into it. But Maria's going to take care of it. They're going to talk about, she's on the paranormal team, and they're going to talk about the history and the stuff about the Bates House. So we're going to talk about that, and I believe is it the 2 weeks from now? Is that the first Sunday of April, I believe? I'm not sure. I don't have the dates right readily handy, but I got to say that the first Sunday of April, I've got a wonderful guest. He's going to be a first time. Yes, it is 2 weeks from tonight. We're going to have actor Craig Ng. He's an Asian actor. He's been on many, many major motion picture shows with James Hong, actor James Hong, Jackie Chan, Jet Li, all these other people, and he's going to be a guest. And I got reacquainted from him. Craig Ng was a childhood in California. He was a childhood neighbor. We lived almost directly across the street. We're like, you have a house in a subdivision where we live. He lived not directly across the street, but across the street and maybe two houses down. So Craig Ng and I got reacquainted again about a month and a half ago, and he's been very, very successful in the kind of work he does. He's a stuntman in the motion pictures also, besides being a well-known artist. But he's been on Hawaii Five-O, Big Bill, I don't know. There's so many different major films that he's been on. I can't even count.
Big Trouble in Little China.
Yeah, I don't know. But he will be calling in from Hollywood, California, and it'd be good to be reacquainted with Craig. And, yeah, it's great. We grew up together. It's interesting. Yeah, he moved to L.A. and I moved to Oregon. So, yeah, we're going to have him for a guest for no more than maybe an hour and 15 minutes, hour and 20 minutes. So I'm excited to have Craig Ng on, actor Craig Ng. But anyway,
very cool.
Yeah. And then after, it'll be you and me, Jason. Take a break from having a guest for a couple weeks. So, but I want to thank everybody for supporting Paranormal Horizons on our Facebook page is going on 51,000. We're almost approaching 52, so 51.5, I believe. And I just want to thank you for supporting us. It's not meant to be anything personal. It's just an entertainment page. If it brings a smile or laugh to your day, that's what we want. So, again, it's a lot of the memes are supposed to be funny and supposed to just bring some laughter. Go ahead and share. And nothing is meant to be personal. So, anyway, Jason, we're done. 8 o'clock.
Well, I'm going to go and I'm going to get on my Uber Eats app so I can pay for some overpriced food delivery to make sure I'm well nourished tonight. Hope everybody has a safe and fantastic. By the way, Uber Eats is amazing.
I've never tried Uber Eats. Oh my gosh, that would be fun.
Okay, so I tried one of the other big ones. I don't even want to name it. I only got my food half the time, and it was just terrible. Trying to even get the food. So I'm like trying Uber Eats. I've gotten my food on time, what I ordered, every single time. It's amazing. So that's what I'm going to do now. Hope everybody has a safe and fantastic week and try and stay out of the path of the coronavirus. We'll see everybody next Sunday, 7 p.m. West Coast. Good night, everyone.
Take care. Everybody be well. Love and peace. Bye-bye.